Amy Dahlberg Chu says she's been suffering from depression since she was 11 years old. At 26, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Originally, doctors thought I just had some anxiety. They thought maybe it was depression, so they prescribed some antidepressants. But often for people with bipolar disorder, giving them antidepressants really isn't a good idea if you're not giving them a mood stabilizer as well.
Over the years, Amy has been treated by several different doctors.
Sometimes I just felt like I was getting labeled and labeled and labeled. To be honest, the label doesn't even really matter. What matters is that the symptoms that I'm having are being addressed.
Amy's symptoms included anxiety. She said she cried a lot and had a lack of motivation. Sometimes she couldn't even get out of bed. She's been hospitalized twice for depression. But Amy also suffered periods of mania when she couldn't sleep and would act impulsively, drinking excessively, and putting herself in dangerous situations. To get a handle on Amy's symptoms, doctors have prescribed her a variety of medications.
I think doctors don't really know exactly how these medications work, and they're kind of, you know, throwing things at you, hoping that it's going to work, and then if it doesn't, they just throw something else at you.
Amy's now 40. She's married and the mother of a 7-year-old son. She says her symptoms are finally under control. She sees a psychopharmacologist, that's a type of psychiatrist, every 6 weeks to tweak her medications if needed. Amy's mental health journey has been an odyssey, one that she shares openly as a patient advocate. She believes psychiatrists need to learn more about underlying conditions to symptoms.
There's not enough data out there to really understand what the cause is. So then we end up getting diagnosed with multiple things when in fact there's a physiological problem going on. And it's only when psychiatrists really understand what's going on in patients' brains, in their bodies, I think that's at that point, maybe we'll get to more precise science.
Currently, psychiatrists diagnose an illness based on a cluster of symptoms as defined in a big book with a big name, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, or DSM for short. For example, Amy was diagnosed as bipolar because she showed symptoms that were listed in the DSM under the disease category bipolar disorder. But this type of symptom-based diagnosis is a problem for the National Institute of Mental Health, a main source of research funding.
You know, we will fund proportionately less research with the DSM categories.
Bert Cuthbert coordinates research at the National Institute of Mental Health.
The DSM categories were created years ago before we really knew anything about the brain. And so we had to diagnose it on the basis of symptoms. Increasingly, it became clear that these disorder categories were not specific disease entities, but rather they were broad syndromes. That is sort of collections of people who shared a set of symptoms but didn't all have exactly the same thing wrong with them.
Cuthbert and his colleagues at NIMH say psychiatry is an imprecise science that has not kept pace with the rest of modern medicine. Consequently, the government will focus its funding on research that incorporates the study of genetics, brain circuitry, and neuron behavior so that diagnoses can be based on more than just symptoms. This is a seismic shift. The DSM has been the status quo since 1952. Psychiatrist Jeffrey Lieberman says this shift is part of the evolution of medicine. Lieberman is the president-elect of the American Psychiatric Association, which writes the DSM.
Everyone would like nothing more than to know the causes of depression, of schizophrenia, of Alzheimer's disease, of autism, of obsessive-compulsive disorder, why some people get addicted and others don't, why some people have PTSD and others don't. We would like nothing better, but we don't know at this point.
Lieberman says that just like a stethoscope or blood pressure cuff, the DSM is a tool used to assist doctors in evaluating a patient's health. Next week, a new edition of this manual will be released. It will be the best diagnostic tool that psychiatrists have. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.